Hey, this is Rich Froning. You're listening to Barbell Shrugged. For the video version, go to barbellshrugged.com.
Welcome to Barbell Shrugged. I'm Mike Bledsoe here in beautiful San Jose. Doug Larson, Chris Moore, CTP behind the camera. We're here for the CrossFit Games Regional. NorCal is where we're at. Yeah, it's that regional. It's hard to keep up. We've gone to four. That's our fourth one now. And you know what? Watching people exercise is still exciting after four weekends in a row.
You're lying.
Yeah, I was like, don't lie.
I tell you what, watching girls do strict handstand push-ups, nothing more exciting than
nothing
watching
them
trying to knock them out.
Standing there looking at the rope. That's always exciting.
We are here with Jackie Perez of CSA CrossFit. She's representing the team here.
Yep.
We're crushing it.
Welcome.
And, thank you. Mr. Perez.
Mr. Perez.
She was
we were making fun of her voice all morning.
She has a deep, sultry voice.
I hate it.
She doesn't like it for some reason. I think it's just fine.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, so you were brought to my attention last week by our friend over at FitAid.
Uh-huh.
And he was like, oh, she's like this... this person on the West Coast that has all these followers, and I got to learn more about you over the past week. And I'll be honest, I didn't know much about you before that. And I was like, oh. But he said you were cool, so we started looking into it. Come to find out, you're like a role model for a lot of women.
Is that so? That's what Diane Foo says.
I mean,
yeah, Diane had nothing but good things to say about
it. Depends
you.
On who you ask. Yeah, Diane's really cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And you have like three times as many Instagram followers as us. So we got to take a page out of your book one of these
days.
Yeah,
but you don't work out in your underwear.
Ah, that's
See?
The trick.
I mean, I do, maybe, but it doesn't maybe, have the same effect.
I guess
maybe
it's
you get
different.
A little bit tanner.
Yeah.
Sexier.
All right, booty shorts, sports bras. Thing. Chris Moore, we got to get you
moves.
Hooked up with some new clothes.
Try it. See if you get more followers.
It's like because you said that, now people expect me to do it.
We probably would get some new followers, but maybe not the followers we want.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, or not the kind of attention and quality of attention I would desire.
There are some creepers out there.
Since this podcast isn't live, we can do whatever we want and not post it later. So I'll bring up some things that might not be right. You might be like, oh, screw you,
okay.
Whatever. But so I was told by somebody that like,
are you nervous?
No.
All right, let me build it up more then. Somehow.
The way that he said, yeah,
he could ask anything.
The
at
way
point.
That you said that, I was like, oh fuck, what did he hear and who told him?
We Googled your name, and this is the first three things we
fuck.
Found.
Fuck, nice.
I do have a buddy. If you Google his name, the first thing that pops up is. You know, what's that? What do they call it when you get your picture in jail? When you show up,
mugshot.
It's like first thing. He's like mugshot. It's like, oh, that's not nice. Good.
Some guy's like, should we hire this guy? What's his name? Mugshot. Never mind.
It's like, dude, you need to get more active on social media or something. So that's not the first thing that pops up. But I was told you make a good role model for a lot of women because you don't take. I guess you do take competing serious, but you're not like putting all your eggs in that basket.
No.
And it's not one of those things where like you're letting it identify or identifying with that.
I'm pretty honest with people when I say like I like to party, I like to drink, I like to work out. So I just want to have a good time.
Is it that order?
Yeah, party first. Sadly, it is. But I mean, not everyone's trying to win the games. So if your role models are all these people that are hardcore CrossFitters, it's like they're not very realistic to your goal. Some people just want to look good. Like people are like, what's your goal? I'm like, I want to look fucking good this summer. And they're like, yeah. Well, what about CrossFit? I'm like, yeah, that's gonna make me look good this summer. Competing keeps me doing it because if I stop competing, I'll just start eating shit and I'll stop giving a fuck.
Seems like a real person.
And then I'll party too much if I stop doing CrossFit. So you need something keeping you.
So you feel like you get a good balance? I mean, you look like you got a good balance going on.
Yeah. I mean,
subtle.
You look like your balance is fantastic.
Yeah, so I mean, I try to balance it out well. That's why I didn't do individual this year. The pressure, I wasn't that committed this year. I'm like, I'm not trying to be. I mean, I already live at the gym. I work out 2 hours in between all my freaking clients and teaching classes. There's no way I'd be there any longer than I had to be right now.
Yeah, so. I find that to be true with like a lot of people. And especially women, because women get caught up in physique a little bit, I think. And they want to be like super competitive.
Mm-hmm.
They want to work all these hours, and they also want to have to, you know, relax on the weekend and stuff like that. And I think they get wrapped up too much in if they fail at making it to regionals as an individual or something like that. And then they're like, then they just don't feel good about themselves. And it's probably better just to set, I guess, realistic goals for the type of lifestyle you want to live.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, some people are very competitive and they're like, I'm going to make it to the games. I'm like, that's fucking cool. But I'm just going to get as far as I can in regionals with what the time that I have right now. Like, I have no life already. So if you can imagine trying to train with an Oli coach, a gymnastics coach, endurance coach, and then trying to have a life, it just doesn't fucking work. Yeah, or I don't have that kind of, I'm not that committed.
Well, that's what it takes nowadays.
Yeah, it really does.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's fine if that's your thing. Like I told people, if that's your fucking thing, go for it. But I'm going to be like, if we go to Vegas, we go crazy. Like last time I came back, I had a competition on Friday and I was like, if I die, Liz, you tell them everything that happened leading up to this. So those are the kind of things I want to do. I don't want to go to Vegas and be like, oh, I can't drink, I can't eat anything because I got to compete. I'm going to go fucking party hard and then we get to the competition. Whatever happens, happens and we'll go from there.
You're going to be in Vegas June 16th through 18th.
We're actually in San Diego 16 to 18. We'll be on the 4th of July, though. It's fight week, and some people from our gym are fighting.
Oh, nice.
So we're going UFC, and then we're going Muay Thai Friday night.
Oh, I was getting excited. I was thinking maybe she'll Doug's be in like, Vegas at the same time as us.
I was like,
you're
damn, I should go to
it,
that.
Dude. Yeah, that's going to be crazy fun. So,
Liz was laughing in the background. Like, all of that was totally true. Is that right, Liz?
She's like, hell yeah, it was. Hell yeah.
Yeah. She's my partner in crime. She knows everything.
She knows all
knows
your secrets.
I try not to piss her off because she's like, don't make me start telling people. I'm like,
get another mic up. Come here.
Shit, I was going to say we should bring her on the second half.
No, I haven't been really nice these days, so don't. She's like, how's your coffee? I'm like,
You get bitchy when you compete.
Need a little more butter. No, but just, actually, I don't. I mean, I think that's the problem is I don't give a fuck that much. So I'm just like, fuck it. Let's go out there and see what happens.
You probably perform better that way.
You know what? Sometimes I think I do because it's less pressure. Like, I don't give a fuck if I get first or last place. I'm just going to go out there, do my best, try to look as skinny as I can.
You're like a very provocative motivational speaker.
Like, I don't know, that happens though. Like my wife might be going to compete in something. Yeah. She's like, does this make me look fat?
Oh, I mean, every angle there's cameras. So you're like, I mean, we all start eating really well like the week before. But it's like the closer it gets to something like that.
There's nothing to do with performance.
That might be a little too late.
It sounds like you're not that concerned about looking skinny. A week before? I
mean, performance, it'll come. I mean, usually I do better under pressure. Like I'll go to the gym and I'll suck. Like I'll try to do like 8 muscles in a row and I'm like, I fucking suck. Everything hurts. I can't do it. And I get to the regionals and I'm just like, boom, where the fuck was that? So I know I'll compete better. I'll compete way better under pressure so I don't stress out too much in the gym.
So even though you're not training too
much.
That's
a good excuse for not training hard.
I'll save it for the platform.
People are like, Jackie, watch out. I don't want you to start overtraining, getting hurt. I'm like, oh, no. I'm an undertrainer. Don't get me wrong. I haven't even hit anything close to potential because I've never tried that hard. So maybe I'll get a coach next year. I'll stop drinking every night. Maybe I'll start doing
every
those
night?
Things.
Yeah, Jesus. Every single night.
Damn.
Every other night.
Every other
what
night.
What is the drink?
You stand corrected.
So how old are you? How can you do this?
Manager told me to shut up. It's every other. Don't get me wrong. It's every other night.
Okay.
No, I mean, when I was younger, I drank every night and pulled it off. So you must just be young.
No, I'm 30. I have no excuse anymore. Just after a long day of work, the one thing I want is a drink when I get home.
Margarita, so. Tall on the rocks.
Either Patron, or Shell. I'm not gonna say.
She's saying Schlitz malt liquor is what I thought was coming next.
It just sounds
schnapps?
Ridiculous.
Peach schnapps. What are you
it just
say?
Sounds ridiculous. We drink champagne.
Oh. You pop bottles every other day. like it's the weekend?
Dude, I love drinking champagne.
It's like this, I'm obsessed with this almond champagne. I don't like wine,
what?
But there's...
What type of champagne? Almond champagne?
Yeah, it's ridiculous. I know.
It's
so when people
almonds?
Are like, what do you guys drink? I'm like, champagne. They're like, what are you celebrating every night? And I'm like, I don't like
Tuesday,
wine.
It's Tuesday, bitches.
Still alive. No, I know. It sounds ridiculous, but I don't like wine or anything, so I like champagne, but usually champagne gives me a headache. But we found this one that I can drink almost every night, and I was
but it's made of almonds.
No, I think it's just almond accent in it. I don't think there's anything.
It kind of smells of almond.
Yeah,
it doesn't make
a difference.
It doesn't give you a hangover or just tastes.
Yeah,
good
I mean,
day
depends
after
on
day.
How much you drink. Yeah, it just tastes like Kool-Aid. I just keep going.
Oh wow,
which is a problem. After two bottles, we're like, it's Wednesday night.
I'm gonna be up at 6. Who cares?
Who cares? This is oh so my bad.
What's a good question?
I am the worst role model ever. You know what?
Keep your training in perspective.
You know what? We're not posting this episode.
Keep your training in perspective. You like to have a good time. You drink the almond champagne. Yeah. How many hours of sleep a night are you getting?
Well, if you go to bed at 1, I'll be up at 8 because I work at 9. So
that's
not
bad.
That's not bad.
I expected worse.
Is coaching your full-time gig?
Yeah, coaching and then personal training all day. All fucking day. Like, I get there at 9 in the morning. I leave at, like, 8 at night.
So your gym is not like most CrossFit gyms because it also has... you've partnered with like an MMA facility.
Yeah.
And then there's a little bit of like strength and conditioning that might not be considered CrossFit going on there.
Well, we have Jesse Burdick in the back and he does the power.
Cool.
Yeah. So we've got a little mix of everything.
The power lifting.
The fighters.
Jesse is fantastic.
And we love Jesse.
I had the honor of getting beaten by him at a squat workout at the Westside Barbell.
Oh, nice.
Back when we were both much fatter.
Jesse was fatter.
He got big.
Dude, Jesse.
Don't tell him.
Jesse got big.
Don't tell him.
He's in a good spot now.
I'm gonna link this this YouTube video to his Twitter. Hey, Jesse, check this out.
No, I love Jesse.
Saying that now. We're going to be heading up to Mark Bell's facility.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Tuesday.
Oh,
it's,
okay, nice.
It's our showdown.
Nice. Yeah.
Because I'm out of lifting shape, and he's in the best lifting shape.
Oh, shit.
I'm going to smash him. I'm going to smash him. Last time, he just had a hard time just keeping up when we were at Westside last year.
Well, no, it was the same situation. I'd been, like, not really training that hard for a few months. I kind of got out of the rhythm, and you were kind of
I got my goat milk back online. It all depends on my goat milk.
And you beat me, or just basically did. I got really mad and trained hard for the next like 8 months. So it's that time of year.
And he got to where he could beat me again. So now it's he's
now you got your best of in like years.
Yeah, I'm like the strongest I've ever been, and now I'm gonna go train.
And I'm not. I just ate 3 donuts before this podcast.
So the thing is, like, I'm already winning. The mental game. I'm demoralizing.
You got it in my head over breakfast. He's like, is that what you're going to eat? Is that the best you can do? Like, it's a chorizo omelet. It's delicious. We had like 3 times of food.
He gets, you got to eat as many calories as I'm consuming if you're going to keep up.
What
a
life. Oh my God.
You would love this lifestyle.
I see the powerlifters and they could eat anything they want. I'm like, I'm the wrong fucking sport, dude. This is ridiculous.
Yeah, but if you got power of the big, you probably lose a few Instagram followers.
That's the problem. I know. I don't know. I mean, have you guys seen Jesse's post lately? I mean, he wears spandex like me. Like,
he's particularly sexy, though.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. That's true.
He's got that big head. He's going to watch this now.
Somebody with a big head, I'm sensitive to that terminology.
We'll title this, like, we just bash Jesse Burdick on the show. That's all we do.
We'll bring him back on. He can bash you back.
Yeah, there we go.
It'll be a battle of podcasts back and forth.
I know, but I do weightlift, and I'm in a weight class, so even though I'm bloating right now, like, I'm going to probably, as soon as I get home next week, I'm going to have to probably start watching my diet because I'm about 5 pounds over where I'm supposed to be.
So this is bulking phase?
This is just living. This is living phase. This
He's
just
living his life.
This is just being strong phase. Yeah.
Fuck cardio phase?
Fuck cardio phase. That's, we did SteelFit on Tuesday.
Oh.
3-hour WOD with Mark
Devine. That was cardio.
How'd you do?
Fine. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Until we got to the run. And I lagged behind a little bit, but yeah. And the hardest part was like some warrior yoga. I was sitting there like shaking like a leaf, man. It was
grunting and straining.
It was bad. Have you tried any of that stuff?
No. I mean, not SteelFit. I did hot yoga here and there, but it gets really fucking boring after. I mean, an hour and a half.
I've never done SteelFit, but I did hot yoga once. It's like, how the fuck is that the same thing? Mark Devine of SteelFit's going right now. Like, oh yeah, same thing. Those yogis are just like Navy SEALs.
Yeah, your Navy SEAL class also filled with like 10, 40-year-old women, you know, doing a class with you.
Yeah, no.
You have to come out and do the 50-hour straight Kokoro thing that Mark puts on.
Yeah. I think I saw Katie Hogan did that, and thought that was ridiculous. I would not survive. I'm such a pussy. I would not survive.
You should do it. We're going to do it next March, I think.
Yeah.
That's what we're shooting for.
Oh, you guys
going
to do it?
She's here this week, and we should ask her about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, we're going to bring, plans to bring the whole Barbell Shrug team. Nice. So all the staff. And the support.
Like
also,
you can't make it through that.
You're fired.
You're fired.
The weightlifters. We have a couple of weightlifting coaches on the team, and they're like, "Shit,
I'm gonna have to run." Too.
And then Chris.
Again, we'll somehow challenge each other. I just will refuse to lose because I got the heart of a champion.
The next time we try to recruit an intern, we should just send all 30 or 40 interns to Kokoro. Oh, and then whoever survives can be like...
It's like a,
brought onto the next pool of applicants.
Damn, that's a great
idea.
It's
like a Hunger Games for interns.
The Hunger Games for interns.
10 men enter, one man leave. Yeah. Hey, intern. You get no pay, but you can hang around.
That's right. Yeah,
you get to hang out.
That's right. We never actually got your background and how you got into all of this. You want to tell a little bit about yourself?
Well, I played every sport I could growing up. I mean, I just didn't want to go like the whole drug route. So I was like, what's going to keep me out?
So sorry, sports or drugs?
Well, it's kind of. I mean, it's either people have nothing to do, so they do drugs, or you have sports, so you need
what
discipline.
Kind of drugs? All drugs?
Man.
I just didn't want, I'd see people in high school going that route, and I was like, I don't want to do that. So I just did any sport I could, and then.
Like steroids?
I wish, dude. I'd be strong if I didn't.
No, but that's the drugs your friends are using.
Oh, yeah, true. I don't know about that.
You've been accused of being on steroids?
Because of my voice, but not because of my
voice. Oh, really?
Listen to her voice. It's too sexy and sultry to be natural.
Well, it was like, growing
what are you
up,
talking about?
Growing up, they teach you about steroids. They're like, your voice gets deep. And I'd be like, oh. And I'm like,
you took steroids. You're 13 years old.
I'm like, no. I mean, all the stupid Instagram comments, like, oh, you're so, like, I mean, they think I'm
those are the best. Those are the best.
Those are, I mean, they start to get on my nerves after a while. There's so much blocking and deleting. I try not to, but sometimes they piss me off, like, so bad that I have to say something. And I'll let them get a few more words before I block them. I don't like to just block them, not give them one last word.
That's polite of you, really. Let them have
the last word. Oh, yeah. And if it wasn't that bad, I'll leave it up. But if you're assholes, I'll just
what's the worst comment that's ever been made about you?
About me?
That just burned into your mind that you'll never forget.
I'm about to give that person some credit.
The one that made you cry.
No one's. I mean, not that. But you're ugly, like shit, like that. Or
oh,
you,
really?
You look like
say that shit.
Or like you look like a man, or something like that. But those, I really don't give a fuck. Cause
wow.
I mean, sometimes
that's
I do.
That's pretty crazy.
Yeah. So
you're like, well, I guess they're right. Sometimes.
I'm gonna guarantee you don't. Yeah, you don't look.
Well,
like
my God.
This is ridiculous.
They'll be like, my coach goes on there and he's like, has to delete some comments because I don't know. Sometimes they'll say like stuff in different languages or whatever, and he's like, well, because I'm like, don't delete. I'm like, just leave it. And he's like, do you know what they're saying? I'm like, no. It's like, I want to cut your throat. Because the women aren't supposed to be working out naked, you know,
working out.
So
I thought it was just pervy stuff.
No, people from other countries, like, they're just assholes. Like,
So all those foreign language comments,
they're usually.
They might mean
really,
something. Yeah, I need to have someone check that out.
They're usually something really mean. So we just delete any negativity. We're like, get it out.
We should have some.
Yeah.
No, our policy is pretty much just not to touch it.
Yeah, you just leave it up.
Yeah.
Just leave it. Just let it be.
And don't argue back.
Yeah, no arguing allowed.
Sometimes you have to say
something. It took like 5 years to get used to that. But no, dude, listen.
That's
you don't
hard.
Have to answer the comment. It's not like it's a mandatory thing that you insult them back.
Yeah, that's hard. I mean, because I'll go to their profile, I'll see like what kind of like ammo I got.
You're
fat. Or like usually it's like little 13-year-old boys talking shit. And like the first thing I say is like, do you even lift, bro? And they're like, because they're always skinny. And I'm like, no, seriously, if you're going to talk shit, dude, at least like lift or something. And then you can talk shit. So. I mean, I'm tired of defending CrossFit. I'm tired of defending pull-ups. I'm tired of defending everything that everyone talks shit about. And I try not to. I mean, I'll even put on there. I'm like, if you're going to talk shit about CrossFit or pull-ups, you will be blocked. And then someone will say, those aren't pull-ups. And I'm like, blocked.
You were warned.
I know. I'm like, dude, I told you.
All right, so you don't do steroids? You don't do drugs?
No steroids, no drugs. I mean,
got it.
No.
That was just high school?
I mean, not like the
not,
not, not the drugs.
No mean drugs.
No mean drugs.
Yeah.
Happy face drugs.
Yeah, only sad face
drugs. That's right. You drink every day, but no drugs.
So I'll be serious. I don't drink every day. I do drink like every other day. So it's
it was every day and then every other day. And now it's every other
so
day.
Just,
there's like sign language coming in from the background. It's like, hey, it's you, like need every, to, you need to adjust that
she's
story
my
a little bit.
She's my media manager. She's like,
does that mean 4 days?
No, I'm just kidding. I mean, after a long day, it's not like I get fucked up every night, but like I'll have a few drinks. Like, I mean, not enough to get me hungover.
Do you ever use a party aid to recover?
I haven't yet because I haven't been able to party because of the regionals. Mm. So partying's been on hold for like a month.
I mean, I got drunk, but I didn't have a good time doing it. I was just hanging out.
I've actually been really good. Now that she hasn't let me drink, but like I'll be like, come on, let's do it. She was like, no, Jackie, you have regional. So, I mean, I've been really good.
All right, we're going to take a break real quick. When we come back, Jackie's going to tell us about her plans for her first big party after regionals.
Oh, fuck.
This is Andrea Ager, and you're listening to Barbell Shrugged. For the video version, go to barbellshrugged.com.
Barbell Shrugged is brought to you by you. To learn more about how you can support the show, go to barbellshrugged.com and sign up for the newsletter.
No.
3, 2, 1. And we're back. And before we get to Jackie's party plans, we were discussing like the first CrossFit porn.
And Jackie is releasing it soon. Jackie, what's the release date?
I'm just throwing ideas. I'm just throwing ideas out there for you guys. I mean, first of all, it's like, you want to be on this podcast? I'm like, yeah, cool. Like, meet us at this house. I'm like, shit's getting weird.
I was like, the locks on the doors may look a little funny, know, but don't worry about it. You know,
this is not a porn audition.
I was like, I didn't know what to tell Liz. I felt kind of weird being like, oh, so we're gonna go to this house to do a podcast. She's like, what? I'm like,
No, we promise it's cool.
So you're an idea girl, and your idea was there needs to be CrossFit porn.
No, someone told me there was one, so I Googled it. Yeah, they're like, did you hear the CrossFit porn? I was like, no, gross. So I Googled it.
Gross, Google.com.
Of course, I want to be the one to spread the word if it's true. But no, I Googled it, and I found some stuff, but not... I found Mike just Karen, but it wasn't.
Unfortunately, Mike doing Mike. 150 Walmart
Mike
shots.
Mike was really doing Karen, yeah. But his name, CrossFit Porn. I was like, don't lie, dude. Worst like, I just gave you a fucking view for nothing on your stupid video.
They probably had like more views than anything. Yeah. That's a really big YouTube trick. People use like a different thing.
Yeah.
It's like you should watch this video. And there's this girl, and it's like looks like her blouse is about to come off. And I'm like,
yeah.
I'm like just about to click on it. I was like, wait, that's YouTube. Yeah. That's not on YouTube.
Tricked
you. Yeah.
And you feel all disappointed.
I got tricked once. I was very highly disappointed one time. And after that, I made sure to look for the link. And I'm smart about it now. I'm a savvy video watcher.
Yeah, that's how you get Rickrolled.
Savvy video clicker here. So what's your, any big plans for post-regional?
Oh, yeah. I'm going to Hawaii Tuesday.
Oh,
so usually what I'll do is, like, as soon as regionals are over, we'll take off to Hawaii for, like, a week or two, and then I'll party my ass off, and then I'll come back. So when I say party a lot, it's like I'll work, don't do shit, and then we'll go to Vegas, and we'll party for 4 days, and I'll come back, work like a freaking monster, and then go to Hawaii, party for 2 weeks. So that's the kind of party.
So you got it all done at once.
Yeah, 2 weeks and... Which island are you going to?
I'm going to go first to the Big Island, then I'm going to go to Maui. I'm going to do Sickest of the Pacific.
Oh, yeah. One of my buddies is going to be there competing.
Oh, yeah? Who's it?
Is that a CrossFit competition?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Adele Baxic.
Okay.
Let's just be on vacation and not take it.
Well, yeah. So Ryan Moody asked me a long time ago, and I was like, yeah, cool. And then it just happened to be the weekend after the regional. So I was like, well, there goes my party plans. Not like that's going to stop me too much. It's just a...
Do it drunk
fun
on my time. That'll make it fun. Yeah.
Seriously.
You should try training while you're drunk sometime. It's fun. It's challenging.
Yeah, but the problem is this one's got like stand-up paddle boards. So I don't want to be the girl that drowned because she was drunk at the competition. I don't want to be that girl.
Oh, you're paddling, holding a Mai Tai. Yeah. This is the greatest competition.
Or I'll put one of those backpacks on with a little straw.
Oh, a camelback thing. Filled with a rum-based beverage.
Champagne.
I find that I'm better in like any kind of outdoor sport as long as there's alcohol involved.
Well, there's a certain limit, though, because once you get to the shit face, you're useless.
There's a really safe way to find out how much you can drink and still optimize performance. And that's at the bowling alley.
Oh, that's kind of true.
That's where you're going to find
it's quantified performance.
Yeah.
Per unit of time.
Yeah.
Very easy to measure.
Yeah.
Well, it depends on what you drink. If you drink beer, you're going to get slow, steady drunk. If you drink something harder, it's like you're sober, buzz, bam, you're fucked up and you're making an ass out of yourself. So it depends on what you're drinking. You kind of have this, hard to find that line.
Well, it's probably scotch or tequila.
Yeah, either one will just...
No. We'll do the job.
Yeah, put you over.
So this podcast just digressed straight into partying. Partying and porn like for the whole time. Is there anything you want to share, promote?
Nah, man, just Sickest of the Pacific next weekend. And besides that, not really.
So you have like 50,000 Instagram followers and you have nothing to sell?
Nothing. No. I mean, I've got my sponsors who are super cool to me, but everyone knows I'm not salesy. Like, if I take a sponsorship, it's because I believe in the product and I take it, not because I'm saying, hey, I take this, take it. But I don't have to push those guys because, I mean, anywhere I go, I rep them. Every competition, regionals, doesn't matter.
I feel like you could sell some t-shirts or something just for fun, though. And a lot of people would buy them just because they love you.
I think
every guy who hears your voice will buy one.
Eventually, one day. I'll move towards that one day. Right now, I'm just so freaking busy working and training. And I mean, it just sucks because I'm like, hey, you want to come out? And it's a Friday night. And I'm like, I'm so fucking tired. I'm on the couch. I'm not going anywhere. So, I mean, once this slows down, regionals is over, I can kind of take a step back and... I mean, I'll still keep training, but not as like you have to be there every fucking day for 2-3 hours. It'll be a little different.
And that's how you've been training thus far?
Kind of. I mean, you don't get a lot done in 3 hours, but you feel like you have to be there for 3 hours. Like,
I would suspect that maybe you don't say you take it that seriously. You're probably doing a lot of work.
I'm not taking it that seriously because I do, but I mean, there's no...
You have, like, a good attitude towards the work,
will be,
which,
like,
is a lot. Probably.
Like, I'll tell people, I made it to regionals 5 years in a row taking classes with the members. Like, I've never had special coaching. Like, I started going with Jesse Burdick 2 years ago because they announced a regional workout at 225 deadlift, and I'm like, fuck, my deadlift's 210. Like, what the fuck am I going to do? So I started seeing Jesse Burdick, and then...
To get strong, that's what you do.
Yeah, so, I mean, I started jumping into power, but it's like, I got so many clients that they're like, can I do new? And I'm like, fuck, I have power at that time, but I'm like, they really need me, so... My schedule scattered. There's no, I don't follow one programming. It's like, I'm going to jump in class or, hey, what are you guys doing? So I've kind of made it this far by just kind of doing that. So,
but if you were to try to take it further, you would have to, like, buckle down.
I'd have to get on a program. There's got to be something progressive. I mean, I'm only this strong because it's what I'm putting out. You know, you only get up, put out, get what you put out. And it's not that much right now.
That's your first t-shirt. You only get out what you put, you know, what you're putting out. I'll make it.
You're not just going .. something like that.
You know, well, fuck you, whatever, at the end.
You'll get it.
So you're a very intuitive person overall, where you kind of just go by feel all the time with your workouts. Like, if you feel good, you do 2-3 workouts in a day. If you don't feel good, you take a day off.
Totally. Like, I don't do two. I mean, I hate that I sound like such a sandbagger, but I don't go 100% in the gym because I'm like, I'll save that for competition. So you'll get like 80% out of me. And I tell everyone that takes my class, I'm like, you're not trying to fucking break a record. Don't get hurt. Just do the WOD, do it right, get it done. Like, save your crazy 100% for competition.
Don't be a practice time hero.
Like, seriously, like, what, ooh, your name's on the board as RX the best. Who fucking cares? Just move well, you know.
It's not going to increase your fitness.
It really is not, honestly.
It doesn't sound like sandbag. It sounds like you choose just to take a more optimal path. You're not going to beat yourself up leading up to a competition. No. You're not going to, like, you're going to train hard and kind of measure what kind of pace you're capable of, but save it for when you can tap the adrenaline and do better at a competition.
I'll give
it
all in competition when it counts, but in the gym, I'll kind of go through the motion. I mean, just kind of get it done, see what I need to, I mean, a lot of it's skill work at this point. A lot of it, you know, your engine's going to keep getting better, but it's a lot. You'll be taken out by skill. So a lot of it's just working that.
We joke about, like, you know, the stuff outside. You work hard. You don't maybe sleep quite as much as you should.
Definitely
you do
not.
Drink a little bit. You do have a good time.
Definitely.
So really, if you want to make training optimal, you should intentionally do a little less training than you think. The mistake would be, well, fuck it. I need to do pretty good and trying to hit it then. Like, the wise move is to take a casual approach. That way, if it's quality there, you still get progress.
Well, yeah, because, I mean, I've been doing this for 5 years. How many fucking years can you go 100% every fucking day? Like, I would be tired. My body would be wrecked. Like, I'd fall apart.
It eventually would break. Plenty of people break pretty hard,
And they do, and that's the sacrifice. That's what you're giving up to get to that level, to that top spot. You're giving that. You're saying, this is what I'm going to do to get there. I'm saying, I'm happy being 10th, 5th, whatever. Like, people are like, oh, should I get to see at the games one day? And I'm like, nah, because I'm going to come in 4th.
Well, this is why. Because a lot of people would go for it, but not just be honest with what they really want or what they're prepared to give into it.
Yeah.
And people will try to say they want to go to the games.
Yeah.
And then they'll have these things pulling at them, and they'll still sort of try, but not really try like they should to get there, and then get their heart broken over it.
Well,
like, you need to know if you can do it or not. Can you go all in or throttle back intentionally?
I mean, honestly, games is a full-time job. Games is sponsors paying your shit so you don't have to work. Like, with the schedule I have, 8 hours a day. Yeah, I mean, one or the other. Like, either my bank account suffers and my body's tip-top shape, or it's the other way around. You know, you got to have a little bit of balance for me because I've got to keep my job. I can't just be
like, I was going to make a joke like, are you broke?
You know, I think that's a lot of people's problem, actually, is like, you know, they have goals that aren't in line with their plans.
Well, what you can do, though, what you can put out, honestly, you have a family, you have a job, and you're trying to win the game. Just like, I wouldn't be crushed if I didn't, because I know what I put out. Like, if I wanted to get serious next year, I'd get a coach. I'd get someone to make me do the shit I don't want to do. Because if I go to the gym, I'm going to do Filthy 50 because I don't want to do Fran, because Fran sucks and it hurts. And Filthy 50, I can sandbag my way through, and then at the end, I can smash it. So, I mean, I guess it depends on what you want. But people need to understand, like, if you're going to go trying to go to the games, there's more risk of injury. You're pushing your body more and more and more every time. And if that's your thing, that's cool. You're giving that up. Mine is not. I want to be healthy. I want to keep doing this for another 5 years and still be where I'm at.
Yeah, that's a really good point. I mean, a lot of people, you know, they may, people that bash CrossFit a lot of times, they're only looking at that top echelon of people who are pushing performance.
Yeah.
In any sport where you're like pushing the performance, there's a risk of injury.
I mean, football players,
accidents.
You know what's going to happen, but you choose. You love the sport so much that you are choosing to risk it, and that's fine. What do I give a fuck what you're passionate about? That's none of my business. Yeah. Why am I going to knock you? You know, it's like do like whatever.
A CrossFit libertarian in its finest form.
Yeah, I mean, but you know, going 80-90% a WOD and not having to push that redlining and pushing that performance every single time is going to keep you safer longer and actually, you know, healthier longer.
For sure. I mean, like I'm starting to get to a point where like the anxiety of hearing 3, 2, 1 go, I'm like, oh fuck. Cause you know, it's coming, you know, it's going to hurt, you know, it's going to suck. And as much as sometimes I'm like, God, I don't want to do this shit anymore. It's like, that's fucking life. You know, like it's going to suck. You're going to be down. What are you going to do? Say I'm done sitting on the couch. No.
And you don't decide when it starts either. You go when someone thinks let's go.
Yeah. That's something you don't realize right when you start is that as you get better, it's only going to hurt more.
Yeah, it's only harder.
You can dig yourself into a much fucking deeper hole when you get good.
Well, I realize I'll never win with Fran. She always wins because the better I get, the more it hurts me. So there's no, you're never going to make it.
It's almost like that's poetic. No man can beat Fran because as the man improves, Fran, she improves as well.
She only gets harder. So
the only time I've ever heard of Fran getting easier is when people start breaking. Getting under that 2.5 minute.
Yeah.
And that, you know, most women aren't doing that. Yeah, guys are, but they're just not exercising long enough to elicit that response.
Yeah.
So the only time I've ever heard of people getting better at Fran and doing that is, you know, you've got a sub 2.5 Fran.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
Who's doing that?
It's a rare privilege.
Yeah. That's ridiculous,
So is that a common theme for you to want to chase the longer workouts and kind of avoid like the super shitty lactic stuff?
Totally, I hate the short fast because it takes me like 10 minutes to warm up. So like chippers are my shit because I'm like, cool, halfway through I'm like, I'm feeling real good, then I'll start going hard. But something like
that,
Fran, I feel like shit for the first 2 minutes and you're done in like 3. So it's like, that sucks. Like we did like 3 Frans one time back to back. I think it was like 5 or 10 minutes rest. Mm. And I did better on the second one. The third one wasn't, I did better or something like that. One wasn't too far off. So I got better as I went instead of
sandbagger
the other way. Totally.
Let me make a wild guess. Let's say you do not like to mobilize and warm up for very long. Are you impatient at the beginning?
I'm an over warmer upper. Like I need to run a mile. I need a foam roll. I need to stretch, a whole dynamic warm up I have. Cause if I don't like, that's usually when I feel like shit the next day. If I don't take that hour, you know,
so you take that long.
Once you get 30, it's like 30 minutes.
You know what?
A minute for every year.
I didn't believe people were like, oh, just wait till you're 30. I'm like, yeah, fuck you. You know, but now I'm like, yeah, they were right. And if I hear one more say 30 is a new 20, I'm going to fucking punch them. Because someone goes, you know, only old people say that to you. I'm like, motherfucker, that's right. No 20 year old said, hey, you know, 30 is a new 20.
No.
I wish it was, but it hurts way too much to be true.
It really does take longer to recover and all that fun stuff. So
that's the big difference for sure. Joint pain and how long you recover. I'm still in as good a shape. I can still move basically as fast. I can still work out as hard, but everything just fucking hurts now. I'm just as strong.
You got the same thing. Bench pressing is painful. Yeah. Like we talked about yesterday, just to see people throw. When you were a kid, you could like pick up an object, a rock, a football, and just fucking throw it as far as possible. And now it's like, I need an hour. I need a massage. Okay, slow joint circles, and then I'll start like 5-yard passes, 10-yard passes. It's like an hour and a half later, I can fucking throw a football at all without crippling pain.
Frisbees, man. Frisbees hurt.
Frisbees do hurt.
It just happens.
My elbow.
It's just that's the way, man.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's, I just wish more people would understand. And when they take my class, I tell them, I'm not looking for that. Come in, do your thing. I don't care if you are X. Just do the sport to get better at it, but not to be the best because they get lost in that. And then they start cheating reps because they're trying so hard to win. I'm like,
they rush it along.
I know. I just
they
want
to look good on paper.
Well, yeah, and I'm like, what good does that do? You move like shit. Yeah, you fucking PR, but you move like shit and you look like shit.
Yeah, a lot
you
know? Of that so comes like, with...
Is that how you explain it to them?
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
You look like shit.
I appreciate your honesty,
I
coach.
Mean, sometimes I do. Sometimes I do, but...
Well, that's the difference between, like, some experienced people. People who are experienced in competing and exercising is that intrinsic versus extrinsic motivation. A lot of people who are new to something... They're motivated by winning or trying to be the best or making money off of it or whatever.
Yeah.
And they're not really working on mastery.
Yeah.
They just want to look good in front of everybody else.
Yeah, for sure.
And then, or they want to win it or whatever. And then as you get further into it, if you really love what you're doing, you move more into that intrinsic motivation. And that's where like mastery comes in and just wanting to see yourself improve and you stop looking around so much. And I'd be willing to bet that most of the people who are on the podium at regionals and the games aren't really looking at what other people are doing that much. Yeah. And they're just looking at, you know, kind of like mastery of the things they're working at.
Yeah. Well, that's what Dave said. Like, I saw, he said something about the wild cards, and he's like, all these people are working so hard, they're getting super freaking strong. He's like, they weren't paying attention, focusing on the fundamentals and gymnastics, and that's what came out, and it bit a lot of people in the ass. You know, they're getting stronger, stronger. Well, you know, there's some things like the basics that they're kind of just looking past, and now this year it just changed the game.
Well, I would say that people were probably looking at the games historically.
Well, that's the thing, and you know.
So that's not, that's not missing the...
They would say that it's going to keep climbing, but they totally threw a curveball, and they're like...
Yeah, I mean, bad assumptions.
It makes it sound like they were slacking. They weren't slacking at all. They were trying to just make their best guess, and their best guess happened to be wrong, because they're not guessing something predictable at all. They're guessing at someone's... Basically, his emotion about what he thinks the game should be in that particular year, and you can't guess that.
Yeah, I heard that, and I was like, that's kind of being.
Yeah.
I mean, that's kind of a dick thing to say to people. Like, it's like these people aren't missing the fundamentals. They're working on the. I mean, I think they're working on the fundamentals. They're just not working on the right fundamentals.
Yeah.
Like,
they put together a well-reasoned plan. Anything, you know, just didn't quite go the direction.
And the good thing
that
I think is getting away from super super heavy, because that's where a lot of people are getting hurt if they're trying to do too much. You know.
Yeah.
And they see the numbers that come out of the region, like a 265 deadlift for the female, they'd be like, dude, I'd break my back if I made it trying that. But it sucked because the regional wasn't that heavy that year. And you get to the games and it's fucking super heavy. So it's like...
Well, I'll say this. I think this is the most balanced regional I've ever seen.
Yeah.
So I do think this is the most balanced between, like, say, weightlifting, gymnastics.
Yeah.
I do like to see the strict stuff. My sole complaint is I wish that maybe the ladies did fewer strict handstand push-ups. Yeah. And the rope was lower.
Yeah.
Or, you know, something like... Those are the only two complaints of the whole thing.
Yeah.
I saw so many ladies fail at, like, 85% of the rope. They would climb up there, they'd be like a foot away, and then they would fall, and then they would do it again and again.
And it's totally fair, but it's a different workout for the guys than it is for the ladies.
Yeah.
And, you know, and that's just not my opinion.
That's kind of true, though.
That's backed up by scientific evidence.
Yeah.
That, you know, when they studied the difference between men and women in upper body strength, it's a 70% difference.
Yeah. And hand size, too, like, the same diameter rope.
That's right. Yeah. And so, like, you know, it's like I would like to see a rope that's 70% the length of what the guys are doing for the ladies. And you'll see it tomorrow. Like,
for one, they're just like cruising and crushing everything and jumping halfway up, and the other group are struggling.
And I can tell you what the argument is from you know, the people that are programming for the games. They're like, well, you looked at the best and they did well. And you're like, yeah, you're right. Yeah. But as a spectator, it's not very exciting to watch.
Well, some girls got to go up there eight times and eat it each time. Yeah. That's not cool.
Yeah, that was an entertainment critique, not necessarily a fairness critique.
No, it's fair. It's definitely fair.
And it's still measuring fitness across the board.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely more of an entertainment.
Just dialed in.
I actually really like the fact that they put a bunch of strict stuff in here.
Yeah.
I think strict handstand push-ups and strict rope climbs are fantastic events to put in regionals.
Yeah, I don't think they've been... I do think that CrossFitters have not been doing enough of the stricter gymnastic stuff already. So I am excited to see that. Hopefully people do more of it.
Yeah.
I think they will.
The next year...
You do well at a strict... no legs rope climb?
Those are fine. The strict handstands would have got me this year. Like, I could kick 40 in a row, but doing strict, like, they would not. That would have been
fucking
hard this year.
Well, that makes sense,
because
kipping is cheating.
Well, yeah, exactly. It's dirty. Assistance.
Oh, it's dirty. You're about to get blocked. If there was a way to block
take
your mic, she would have blocked you.
She's like, take it back,
take
bitch.
Take it back.
I do take it back.
She's going to be on the Instagram going, Barbell Buddha blocked.
It was a good game changer, because it did take someone like me out who was skipping the fundamentals, who I knew, and I keep saying, I said this for a year, fuck, I need to get my ring dips and my handstand pushups. And I kept saying it all fucking year, and it's like, bam, here they are. They came out. Luckily, I'd already chosen team, so I didn't get fucked that bad, because it would have sucked. 21, that would have just, I would be standing there like doing this the whole time.
I'm going to toot my own horn. And, I'm actually super solid on the, on programming gymnastics, like basics and fundamentals. Mm-hmm. And like the athletes I program for, like, why the fuck are we doing this? And I'm like, trust me, it's going to be, it's going to come in useful. It's going to make your muscle up, even it's going to make your more advanced stuff better.
Yeah.
And so I've been programming that for a long time and I got some flack from athletes before, and I'm like, nope, just keep doing it. Trust me. And now they're like, thank you.
Where's your flack now?
Well, yeah, strict gymnastics will always help the kipping variations, but not necessarily vice versa.
Exactly. I mean, they were programmed, but like I said, I'm not on any single program, so I'd be like, I don't want to do that. I'm just going to do this.
Yeah.
So it was my own fault. I skipped it all year, and I knew leading into it. That's why I said, if I really want to get serious next year, I know what things need to change. I know what things I need to work on. I know how much stronger I need to get. So, I mean, and maybe I'll take that route next year. Maybe I won't. Maybe I'll just chill a little more, do more competitions and, and stuff like that. I'm still
not sure.
Yeah,
let's chill more.
Well, either way, we're going to be watching your Instagram to find out what happens.
Yeah, you'll know.
And I do take back the Kipping thing because I don't want to be blocked from Instagram.
Yeah,
seems
thank
like a
you.
Quality
I didn't
feed.
Want to go there, dude.
So what? You want to be able to watch her work out in her underwear?
Yeah, I mean, where can I get my tips from?
Whose kneecaps did I see? Is that Liz's kneecaps?
Yeah. Whose kneecaps?
Right now?
From the video that you sent us.
Oh, never mind. Yeah.
You sent it to Aaron.
Oh, never mind.
Last week.
Yeah, that was her quads. Yeah, I was trying to flex on you guys.
Nice quads.
I was just making sure. Yeah. All right. Besides your Instagram, where can people follow you?
Well, what is your Instagram first?
At Jackie585.
You need a better, maybe you'd get like 100,000 if you went to like, what would be a good
Jackie? Like Jackie Underwear.
Oh, yeah, just your name or
like
Jackie
the shitty
H.
thing is like I'm not trying to get more followers because the more followers you get, the less personal you are with people. And like there's no way to like I like answering back to people legit questions about like food and stuff. I like or how much I train. I like to be real with them and like tell them it took me people be like, oh my God, how did I get your body? I'm like, it took me 5 fucking years to see my abs. Like, and that's just genetics. Like you have to accept the body that you have or you're never gonna like it when it changes. And women are so fucked up in the head that I'm just trying to be real with them. I'm trying to be like, you gotta fucking eat good. You know, you can't expect to eat like shit and then train really hard, you're gonna look good. Like I think they have this like this perception in their head that they can do. And I did that for the first 2 years. I ate like shit. I trained really hard. My body never changed. As soon as I started cutting shit out, then it started leaning out.
Start now you're cutting out the regular champagne.
So, I mean, no, I'm still trying to find my abs.
I like your no-nonsense style. No nonsense from this one, Doug.
Oh, yeah. So champagne is, like I said, sometimes like if I go to town, we'll get crazy. But if I'm here, it's like, I don't go anywhere. We're on the couch every night, and that's probably why I drink the most. Cause I just drink on the couch. Not like I go out and drink. It's like on the couch watching stupid TV. But I train pretty hard.
I'm not getting drunk. I'm recovering.
Exactly.
Don't you know the difference?
Yeah.
It's almond champagne.
I'm part of a study, and they want to see how it helps with recovery. So
I want to sign up for that study.
Yeah. All right. So you had your Instagram. Anywhere else?
Facebook. Just Jackie Perez. I mean, there's like this fan page someone made me that I don't use, and I feel really bad because a lot of people keep liking that one, but I just stick to my regular one. But like, I'm really behind this whole social media thing where it's like, I guess you've got to link them both together to your fucking Twitter, to your Instagram.
And hey, and you just don't give a fuck.
That whole thing. I know I feel bad because I want to interact more with people, but it's like, your regular one can only get so many people on there. Your fan page can get so many, but they can't tag. You know, it's all these weird things going on. So I got to find like someone with social media to help me. That's one thing I do want to do is kind of clean
that
up.
You know that CTP
bit.
Is a social media genius.
He
what
is.
The fuck, man?
Do you know
I
he loves
you.
To help?
Well, holy shit. Come over.
Jackie knows
you
how to get guys to do anything.
Yeah. I got tequila.
Twist his arm.
All right. What about we're going to shut this down. Any sponsors you need to give a shout out to?
Just my peeps at WFit, X Endurance, Fit Aid. And Life is RX. I keep it really, you know, I've been really selective this year or actually this whole time, but I don't want to just take anything that comes my way. I'm like I've gotten offers for stuff that I don't use. And I'm like, no, even if you give me money, I don't fucking use it. Or I'm just going to like pretend like I do. So people buy it. And I don't like that whole thing. So yeah. I keep it to just things that I already use. And I don't want to lie to people. I don't want to be like, hey, I take this when I really don't.
Who makes almond champagne?
Wilson's Creek. I got to
contact Wilson's Creek,
them.
Yo. Hook our friend
up.
No, don't do that.
Yeah, don't. Yeah.
Send
don't.
Her cases
she gets unlimited source of champagne. You may lose some of your Instagram followers.
Yeah, seriously. Yeah. Or I'll gain more. I mean, you never know these days.
You might just start
every other anymore.
All right. All right, guys. Make sure you go over to barbellshrug.com, sign up for the newsletter, and we will shoot you email updates when we post these podcasts and do cool shit.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thanks for coming on the show.